All right, Coach Rogers, we're here at Team USA Men's Junior National Mini Camp. How did you get involved with this?
They happened to email me, which I missed, and then they texted me and asked me if I was going to respond to their invite to the camp, and of course I said yes, and once I got down there, they told me how they had noticed me was from a game or two in Vegas, and they liked the way that my team played and the spacing and the discipline that we played with, so they thought I'd be a good fit for them as far as coaching wise.
And then how has the experience been so far of
it's a humbling experience just because of the amount of knowledge down here between high school, college, and pro coaches down here. You just learn so much as far as terminology, but at the end of the day, it's still just basketball.
And then from a Colorado perspective, and I think part of what I do is I'm honest about stuff. We're looking at probably there's 80 kids here or something like that.
Right.
Legitimately, how many kids would you think, and you don't have to name names or anything, but four at tops, maybe five kids could maybe
I would say between three and five kids could play here, could play in this setting right now. No, I wouldn't say any more than that. It's not like the...
And why is that? Why? I mean...
Just the level of competition, the level of ability, skills, basketball IQ. I mean, these are dudes. There's no taking off. If you slip, they're still coming at you. So, sometimes you need to come down and see other things to figure out why people ask, are they good or are they Colorado good? And right now I'm seeing national good. And, we have a few kids that could play on this level.
So what would it take? Now, granted, there's a whole lot of different stuff that goes around getting to this level and being able to be invited to this stuff and having the skill and so on. But what would be the, I don't want to say easiest thing, but what would be one thing to help kids get more prepared for a level like this? Because some of it's natural ability, right? I mean, we look at some of these kids, they're sophomores that are 6'8", 220, and gifted shooters already.
But I think for us, we have to expose Colorado kids to competition like this so they know that they need to get better. And I don't know how many of them are really exposed. I think Hawks and Billups do a good job of trying to expose their kids to this type of play, but I don't know if we do it enough where... A lot of these guys are from a region, Atlanta, D.C., Baltimore, then you skip to Cali, a few Texas, so you can kind of see the region where all these guys are. And we may just need to, compete against those teams more and more and quit playing within our area.
And then what has stood out the most about, two or three days in so far? What has stood out the most about the camp as far as, I know you mentioned earlier just the knowledge that's going around between the different coaches that are here, but what else?
The talent level. I mean, I would think 80% of these kids are high D1 easily. Mm-hmm. And everybody's 6'6 and bigger and can handle the ball, and they're really... Watching these kids, you see why it's becoming more and more positionless basketball, because all these kids can handle, all these kids can shoot. Nobody's just a post-up player anymore. Nobody's just a point guard anymore. They all can play various positions.
And then that's all I can think of.
Good. Now I can go read.
So, thank you for joining us, and enjoy your time here at Team USA
on Matthew's podcast. Please call in.